Welcome. This is the Turkish Journal of Immunology, April 2025, Volume 13, Issue 1. You listen to abstract of the article name, Validation and Comparative Analysis of Dihydrorhodamine 123 Oxidative Burst Measurement by Flow Cytometry in Neutrophils, a Study of Two Isolation Techniques and Two Bacterial Strains. Objective: Dihydrorhodamine DHR-123 measurement by flow cytometry is widely used to detect neutrophil phagocytosis and oxidative burst activity. Our study aimed to evaluate the performance characteristics of DHR-123 assay results of neutrophils isolated by two different techniques and stimulated with two bacterial strains according to the validation principles. Material and methods. The oxidative burst index of neutrophils was measured by flow cytometry using healthy human venous blood samples. Granulocytes were separated by two different density separation methods, Fickl and dextrin sedimentation, and stimulated with two bacterial strains ATCC25923 Staphylococcus aureus subsp. aureus Rosenbach and ATCC25913 methicillin-resistant S. aureus. Flow cytometric measurements were performed at five different time points: 0, 10, 20, 30, 60 minutes. Statistical analysis was performed using GraphPad Prism version 8 software, GraphPad Software, Boston, USA, to assess linearity, precision, and sensitivity and to compare methods, bacterial strains, and incubation times. Results: our study showed that isolation by the dextrin method was more suitable due to low limits of detection and quantification. Both ATCC strains were suitable for use, but ATCC25923 may be preferred because the dextrin isolation method with strain ATCC25923 had the lowest limit of detection and quantification. Our data also showed that measurement at 0 and 30 minutes was appropriate. Conclusion: our study contributes to the standardization of functional methods for neutrophil oxidative burst analysis. Keywords: flow cytometry, dihydrorhodamine 123, neutrophil, validation study. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.